it on vacation.
Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that?
The doctor is in. Oh. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, and I applaud all of you for joining us for the show. Fridays can be iffy. A lot of times, well, like the East Coast, people are all ready to party at 7 o'clock.
Well, and
yeah,
as I can see at work, a lot of people have taken the day off because they're traveling for Easter, visiting family.
That's right.
Already on the road.
Yeah. On the West Coast, some of them are still working.
They're still working. They're leaving early if they want to travel and get a jump on the traffic. You know, everybody's got their plans.
Off yesterday.
So as far as calls, it might be feast or famine.
That'll be okay for our international folks that are here. They can stick around and call us on Messenger or if we ask, you can type in your question.
Okay. Yeah. So don't go anywhere.
All right. Shabam just rolled in.
Oh, hey there, lady. I think she had told me she was going to come Friday.
That's in Ireland?
Yes.
Okay. The land of Aya. All right, Deb, do your thing.
I want to first introduce the team. In case you're brand new, because we have listeners that are all the way in Japan and Poland and so this right here, folks, is our very own Jimbo Baggins.
The one they try to really piss me off all the time. You're all ready for the show? Yep. And then the show starts. Oh, no, we're not ready. I got this, need that, need this, need that.
You're very well paid for your little bit of work.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Jimbo's here. He actually represents all of male kind.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, because by default, because there's no other guys are in this room.
Exactly.
Except for Gibbs.
So I have no choice.
Yeah, Gibbs is a silent type. He, you know.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, he's just a great
just
big.
He'll just come and lick your toes no matter what.
He's a big white. What do they call him? Cream. I think he's an English.
English. He's a golden retriever. That's what the papers say, but they call him English style cream.
Yeah.
And he is definitely
frost. He's a big boy.
And over here, who you don't see, is our Veronica, who keeps tabs on all of you in her secret notebooks.
Yep.
That she pulls out.
Like Holly Hobby.
She brings them out to catch us up in case you haven't called in a while or you want to refresh on your last reading.
I only have them up to 2 months, though, just saying.
Okay. And she also has the Rebel deck ready to roll. Oh, well, I guess.
No.
All right, Allison, you're going to have to sit tight.
Yep, I did put in the, well, I was in Facebook and I typed in no calls right now. So.
Allison, is she on? Oh. Allison, you'll be first and we'll tell you when to call back.
And Shabon wants to go, but nobody messenger us until we ask because
that'll
have to happen. I'm going to have to kill you.
We
don't have a queue hold system.
Right. Yeah.
And we weren't done with our intro, and we don't know if it's callers yet and whatnot. So let us finish our intro. We'll explain that protocol when we get to that. But right now, we don't even, phone calls can call in because they automatically go on hold. That doesn't interrupt us, but no messenger calls right now.
All right.
Right, we have to wait.
So go back, Deb. Start again.
Yes. Well, with that said, for those of you who are brand new listening to us or watching us for the very first time, I'm holding it up for our Facebook watchers. I use an ordinary deck of poker cards, essentially. Playing cards, you know, solitaire, the cards for that. It's not to be confused with, like, tarot readings, oracle cards, angel cards. And, I mean, there's many wonderful systems out there. I don't have one critical word about any of them, mainly because I've not studied them.
Right.
I once long ago tried to pick up tarot and it snarled my brain. I couldn't grasp it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so I have pretty much just stayed with personal prophecy, which my grandmother taught to me. It was in 1982. Ooh. Some of you might not even have been alive then.
I was just barely.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to know that. So that's my little bit. Also, remember, the future is not written in stone. There are all kinds of outside influences that impact your life, others making choices.
Mm-hmm.
But by and large, most of what comes through in your reading is going to happen.
Or at least that's the current path.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You could,
right.
A week later, it could be something else that happened, and then maybe that path is diverted a little bit.
Right.
That's why you don't go and buy houses based on the reading.
Or lottery.
The single reading. Don't come in here, oh, I got a reading, and this says I'm getting this great new job, so I'll just go ahead and buy that new house now.
Quit my job.
Yeah, I'll quit this one out, because I'll flip in the bird, and I'll go get my new job.
Yeah, and we never would advocate something like that.
No,
so what you want to do is look at this insight, consider it, and maybe make choices accordingly as time passes.
Fired people.
All right. Also, I wanted to mention, and that really just kind of threw me off.
Yeah, just let me take care of that and keep on talking.
All right.
I'll kill them all.
Choice and change.
You were talking about future stuff. You were kind of wrapping up the future.
Oh, I've got it. A lot of times with men, they could come through in the cards as, oh, I'm so smitten with her.
Right.
Then you go out on a date or two with them, and they can turn on a dime. Maybe women do too, but I think we women check it out more before we're going to go on a date. You know, years ago, when I was dating years ago, we would say, oh, it's a free dinner or,
right.
You know, a night of free drinks and dancing. But nowadays, I don't think people go for that much anymore.
No.
So they'd rather, a woman would rather check you out and determine before she even steps out with you.
Is that called bedding?
I'm not sure, Jim.
I'm busy. I don't know. Right. What is this? What called what?
Bedding.
Oh, bedding is when somebody checks out their
really
background.
Checks
and,
you out.
Yep.
Stalks you. You don't have a Facebook.
It's got a few different terms, different meanings for that word, but that's the one. That's
and a lot of times, if a guy is more, we'll say, physically minded, more into what he's going to get, after he buys you a nice dinner and plies you with wine, and it's not a personal check he's looking for at the end of the date.
You know what he's looking for.
And if he gets shot down, the players will instantly want nothing to do with you because they want the easy, you know. They don't want the high-maintenance girl they have to work for.
Right.
So I just thought I'd throw that in there. It's my
throw that out there. Get it done.
All right, you go ahead.
All right. I want to remind everybody the show's for informational and entertainment purposes only. I don't think we even need to define it because we kind of just talked about that with that future discussion we had, why we have to say that disclaimer. You can't get a reading and then they gave me this reading. I did these things. No, I want to sue them. No, you cannot do that.
No,
that's why we put that out there.
Wouldn't be
the internet is kind of funky about that too. They don't want us coming across as all beings. You know, this is your life that's ahead of you.
Right. All right. And let's jump back to me. Quick protocol here. We're going to just comms. 515-602-9676. That is the number for those folks that want to call in on a phone line. And it can be Skype also. Do not forget that. We get Skype callers. The phone system has a great hold system. You automatically get tossed into a queue and you can hear the radio show and you're cool. You're good to go. We see you on a list. Messenger folks, do not messenger us until we actually ask. Even if you think we're done with the reading, don't do it. We're going to have to kill you because it could be another phone. We don't get a lot of phone call folks Fridays, so they get a little bit of a priority. But don't worry. You guys don't need to go away. We will have time for messenger folks before the show is up.
Right.
Guaranteed. So do not fret those that are trying to.
And we're trying to save you money. Please don't try calling in on your phone. You know, the roaming charges, that's going to kill you. The other thing is you could use VOIP, like with Magic Jack. Doesn't Pablo still
basically, just call it internet.
Okay.
Internet
safe.
International phone software they have out there. Magic Jack was the one that first came out, but there's others.
You buy it initially, and then isn't it free?
There's different plans.
I think it's like a flat system. It's like $35 a month.
And I think they have actually different plans because some people use it more than others.
Yeah.
Right.
And like Felipe's parents in Spain, they have a certain time a year that they don't pay for it.
And we wouldn't expect you to do that for us alone.
Right.
Yeah.
But
unless you feel like,
unless you have other people in other countries, then it would behoove you maybe to do so if you want to talk to them. Skype's a nice option too, because I don't know what their international rates are. I know they're obviously higher than domestic rates, but I know they're nothing like a cell phone or anything like that. Yeah. So that's the deal. That's the number. Nobody messenger us, even when you think, oh, they're done talking. No, no, no. You don't know what our next plan is. All right. Actually, we do have a caller. And speaking of which, I bet Deborah knows who this is because it is from – oh, let me go. I should probably turn that person on or they won't hear anything we're saying. All right. This is area code 787, which the internet tells me is Puerto Rico.
Oh, well.
787, what do you got?
Hi there, Miss Foxy.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great.
Wunderbar.
I really think spring is sprung here, finally. Everything's blooming, you know, so it's been a very nice few days. How are you? How are you doing?
Same here. Everything's doing fine. Everything's pretty good so far. I was just calling to see about the last time we talked about my daughter. You didn't have enough time.
Right. The one that's been strange.
My daughter.
Right. Yeah.
And the one that maybe new love or something.
Oh. Or we can check on a progress report.
Remember, she's on a cell phone. She's in Puerto Rico. We're going through the internet. There's going to be some delays. You might want to wait 10 seconds before you ask a question or vice versa.
Oh, well, that's true.
Yeah.
How do you abbreviate Puerto Rico?
Yeah. Go right to the source here. How do we abbreviate Puerto Rico there, iFoxy? Is it PR?
PR.
What you do is, like, when you take notes in a class, you use an abbreviation that makes sense to you, even if it makes sense to nobody else on this earth.
Well, I'm writing it out right now.
Okay, I would just do PR, but some people might put Rico or, you know, somebody.
Ooh, P-Rico.
Or just, yeah, I'm just.
Either way, it's okay.
Yes, right. I've taken so many notes in different classes. You come up with it's almost like your own version of your last name shorthand. This is Jim Shade shorthand. So you're like, nobody else can look at your notes and go, what the hell's that? It's like, hey, that's what I got to do. Make my own abbreviations. All right.
I'm laying them out, and for those that might be interested or new, I'm using a 24-card layout. I am not just grabbing and, you know, pulling random cards. I prefer to use the whole layout that I use when I'm doing private sessions with my clients. Gives me a better perspective.
Sure, and those that are actually viewing us on Facebook Live have the advantage of seeing her put the cards down. They can't see the whole layout, but they get the picture.
Yeah. You know? Well, if something is really significant, and this is going to be significant for you.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, but it's good. Dun. Very good.
Is something good?
Yes, it's under sure to come true.
There's a reason they call that little location sure to come true.
It's the last spread in the layout.
It's the last card goes down, right?
Mm-hmm. And this right here is depicting, there's a Queen of Hearts here. This is your daughter. And you had a question before about reconciling the two of you. Because you've been, and not by your own accord. It's with something she's done, right? Where you didn't decide to cover. Right. Well, I am definitely seeing that her heart is starting to really soften in terms of you, and she's going to want to get back into the family, all the affection, and, you know, but I'm not saying it's going to happen straight away tomorrow. But the potential is really strong for that, for her to want to get back in with her family and with you. She's looking right at you and toying with the idea. Is this the one who lives in New York?
No, this one, my oldest daughter lives here in Ponce in Puerto Rico.
Okay, so that's the one we're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, but I have three daughters. I have another one in Wisconsin, too.
Wisconsin? Well, that's quite a track. I'm seeing like a short trip here. That's why I wanted to question it. Because if it was the New York one, it would show more mileage.
True.
So I see her really thinking about coming around. All right. I'm not quite sure what her motives are or, you know, if she even has any right at this point. But I wanted to tell you that, yes, I really think your family is not going to remain fractured for too much longer. And I think you've been putting a lot of prayer behind this and a lot of manifesting. Yep. A better relationship with the girl.
Yeah, I pray a lot.
Well, and you know, that in itself is a form of using the law of attraction. You're putting out to the higher power, you know, I want my daughter back, all of that. And you're starting to create that reality through these prayers on your part. So you watch and see.
Yeah.
A lot of great things tend to happen around this time of year. Sometimes I think it pertains to Easter with the ascension and all of that. But that's,
born again type of thing.
That only applies to those that have that belief.
It does, but they might see the repercussions of, you know, something that is spiritual involved in that.
What are you picking up?
I lost, not a card.
Oh, okay. That's what I was curious.
I lost a sock. Sorry about that. Now you get to see how homespun our show really is. So for you, Miss Foxy, I really think you're going to be rejoicing, and I'm going to take a stab at this. I think around July, by July, let's go with by July, your daughter's going to come back. Now, is there, and you don't have to get very personal about this. Because this is what I'm going to say here. There seems to be an upcoming issue for you pertaining to money.
Money.
And, or property or assets of some kind. It can also mean being billed for something. But anyway, I wanted to mention her return to your life could be part of that for her wanting to help you or to stand with you over this. Uh-oh. All right, so we're going to go to your rebel card.
Stand by for your rebel card.
Okay. All right, thank you.
What the hell are you waiting for?
Shell, from Play Hockey.
Right. If you are waiting for a sign, well, spirit is.
With that. Now, right away, it resonated, and I thought, maybe this is the sign.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, as soon as you said it was not the faraway daughter, it was the closer daughter. I think the next daughter.
I get the sense that she needs her mother.
Right, that she's really needing her.
Does she have children?
Yeah, she has two daughters.
And
has two little daughters,
Does she let
I'm just assuming maybe she's regretting things that she's done in the past.
You know, there's a saying here, and you may have heard it before, but every dog has its day, and things usually come home to roost. And I think, this could be due to she could have had a health scare. Okay.
Right.
She could have had something that
scarred her.
Yeah, and shook her up. And she's realizing, you know what, this is wrong. I need to be with my mother. Mm-hmm. And have those little girls had many opportunities to be with you as their grandma?
Well, actually, she had them pretty far away. If I would see them maybe once a year, that was a lot.
Yeah. Well, you know what, things
change. She didn't want to bring them around.
You know, here's the thing. Kids, when they grow up, they want to connect with other parts of their family. So I wouldn't be surprised that by the time those girls are older, you know, they'll want to be more involved with you.
I was not close with my family over the years.
They love being around me. They always want to be around me, but the mom always keeps them far away from me. So I have no idea. She just wants to play the part that she knows she knows what she's doing and everything, but it's hard for the kids because they're still small.
And it's not right.
No.
And anyway, I really feel there's going to be reconciliation here. And you know her best. You may have to just pick up where you left off without starting to chew old bones. And let it come out of her. When the time feels right for her, she is going to apologize. I really feel this in my heart. So I hope that you have a wonderful Easter. Mm-hmm. I think it won't be long, and you're going to have lots to be grateful for. Yeah. So have a good one, and you know how to find us. We'll be back on the air on Sunday.
Indeed we shall.
Okay, then. Thank you very much. God bless, and have a beautiful Easter.
Thank you, and God bless you, too. Take care.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, hon.
Colleen is currently in Puerto Rico.
Yes.
All right. We have another caller and caller. You are not forgotten, and you'll be next after. We're going to open up the
international
folks. We kind of lined them up before you got in. So international messenger folks, now is the time. We have to take the first one. We can't. We got to take who it is. Allison, take her.
I'm calling her.
I can't believe you did.
She was the first one.
No, she wasn't.
Yes, she was.
Siobhan has been, whatever.
No, she came in later. And there's no answer. So we'll go and look at, Teresa was next.
You just don't want to, like I just said, call us now. You don't want to wait for the first one to call us.
Well, I would like you to let me set up my own order for calls, and Teresa usually goes to work pretty soon. Hey, hon, how are you?
From the land of Ire. And she got disconnected, but she'll call us back. I think she's been, I see her going in and out of the room too. She might be having some internet issues, or we are.
Hello there.
Hi.
Well, hello, how are you doing?
It is Siobhan.
It's Siobhan.
Yes.
Hello.
Glad to hear from you. How is your Friday going? Well, I guess it's almost over for you.
Oh, that's right.
It's absolutely terrible. Like, that argument, I said it to him. I literally laid everything out to him, and I told him, like, this is not right what you're doing and whatever, and everything just blown up, and apparently it's my fault because he lost most of his friends now over this, so it's my fault.
What?
And she's saying there's nobody else, and that it's only fans. And I said, you're flirting with other women.
Yeah.
I said, I would never do that too, like, because that's very disrespectful.
And I really don't believe him.
I don't believe him either.
I really think that you should.
No, and I think there's one woman, or one girl that he's talking to, that he's saying he's flirting with. He's saying it's just unfair that he does that to all his friends. He's calling his friends. But I don't think he's telling me the truth.
No, and you've seen the evidence.
The last message. I sent him a long message because he sent me a message this morning saying, right, is this it? Are we going to throw everything away? And I sent him a long message of saying, this needs to change and this and this and this. And he texted me back then saying he will read it when he gets time. When he gets time. And just outside, like at 20 past 11 today, I heard nothing from him at all. He's been on WhatsApp, so there's clearly nothing wrong with his fingers.
Yeah.
You know, so he had time to give me the answer back. And, you know, and there was nothing. So I just thought, I'm not the same to him. I had enough. I wish they had enough.
Well, and you know, I believe, honey, you needed to reach this point because now those question marks in your mind have been changed into periods where you're able to deal with baggage pertaining to this man. You have financially helped him. And now the way he's offhandedly dealing with you, it's a transformation that Yeah. I can't just point a finger at him and say, Lewis, you're the one that does this and nobody else. A lot of people do this where they get real comfortable in a relationship and think, I don't have to work at this anymore.
Right. He's got you, so he doesn't need to work anymore. That's bull crap.
He's been telling 87 people on TikTok about our relationship. That's very pity. He told his friends, and because he's trying to find out how did I know about him flirting with other girls. But first of all, it was right in front of my face.
Mm.
But there was something telling me not to give him the money at all the other day. I should have listened, but I don't listen because I have a heart today. And I felt, you know, I felt bad for him, so I did. And, you know, I often never going to give that back, like, but...
Nope.
Well, you know what? Anytime we give anybody money, we should consider it's not coming back.
Right.
You get it with the right heart. Don't kick yourself over this.
Give anybody money.
You know,
sorry,
there,
I had to go back in.
You right here are showing very significantly in your own reading that you are changing.
Yeah.
You are shifting how you feel, but you still treated him like a decent human being. And I honor you for that. Okay, I do feel that this relationship is coming to a close. It's right here. And when you look back, well, a year from now, or however many years that may need to pass, you're going to look back and realize you made the right decision. He should
have. No, because I'm sure he knows I'm after finishing it. How would he feel now? As he told me yesterday, right?
Well, what he says and what he does can be two different things.
I took the words right out of my mouth. What somebody says and what is really real are two different things, especially when the person is suspect of character.
But then he was crying yesterday, but my father didn't text me back straight away today.
Yeah, and that was wrong of him.
Yeah, and text crying and internet crying and phone crying aren't real crying.
Right.
Because you can't see the lack of tears.
I think those are a lot of crocodile tears.
It's either crocodile tears or just they're pretty good at sounding or typing or emailing like they're crying, but that doesn't mean squat unless you see their eyeballs.
Remember I told you that you'll be with somebody else on Wednesday night, I mentioned to you?
Mm-hmm.
The way that you are shifting is allowing the other man to step forward.
You have to close that door.
Yeah.
You have to close
that
door up for the other one to open, right?
Anybody would come in, you see, so I have to
close
him off, like, from somebody else coming in. I don't know who is that. Could that be Brian again?
Yes, I believe so. And I want to tell you, tonight's reading seemed to be very much connected to the final spread, which is sure to come true. Mm-hmm. And in yours... This is good stuff. I show them, but most people have no idea.
Shimon can still be watching.
I see that you are heading into a very beautiful relationship that's going to turn into marriage. Two hearts, nothing but happiness, fulfillment around this.
Show them again, please.
Okay. And a sense of that you are... stepping into a relationship with a soulmate, and that I believe is him. Now, the Seven of Clubs is a card I like.
Mm.
That's a card of deep passion.
Oh, I like
and
it.
Romance and
hello,
and
zombie.
Hot. How do we want to put it? Hot romping.
Yeah,
all of the words. Got it.
Because I did text him yesterday. I texted him my ex because he only works across the way. You see. And I text him, I just do a small chat to see how you're getting on and stuff. And he goes, grand. He does make me laugh. I think he's hilarious. He does make me laugh compared to this Lewis.
So
my ex actually makes me a lot better feeling-wise, you know.
How long were you guys together?
You and Brian.
We were together when we were younger. See, I got with him when I was like 15.
That's
he was 17, and then I got back with him when I was 19, and he was, he's 2 years older than me. See, like, I was younger then, and I didn't know what I wanted to say, but now I have to grow up as well. Very early in my 60s, because I have a daughter, and I had to grow up and learn stuff, and Do you know, and he had to grow up as well.
Absolutely.
So,
and sometimes...
So I think now we're older, we know what we want.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. A lot of times we'll meet at entirely the wrong time.
Right.
But there will be that connection. And what you and Brian share is, I believe, a soulmate connection. And, hon, I hate to have to turn you over right now to Veronica, but we are piling up on calls.
And we are. So stand by for your roll card reading, Siobhan.
I'm going to proceed for you right now. Don't take this as it's carved in stone.
Right.
My long-range projection here is that you and Brian are going to get together, and you are actually going to heal your heart of Lewis, and there is going to be a baby.
Is this soon? Is it a few months?
Well,
you know?
Yeah, but remember, healing takes a bit of time. You don't want to rush too much.
And your rubble card, Siobhan, I feel like is totally yours. So
nice, very nice.
It is. It has a little.
What is that?
It's just
lightning.
What's a lightning bolt?
It's just basically like a light bulb. Okay, just a light bulb over your head, and it says, "Figure this shiz, this stuff out." On your own.
Poo-poo caca.
Figure so I think that having some
I'm being
time
quoted.
To just get your ducks in a row, if you guys do ducks there.
They have ducks.
Yeah, we have ducks.
They have ducks. I could have told you.
Also, Jahan, you are also getting support on the Facebook Live chat area.
Right.
Yeah, there's some folks.
Oh, thank God. I can't see it now. Thank you.
You got your female compadres giving you.
You do. So just know that even though it's a dark time right now, it's not going to stay
that way. Not forever. Right.
Yeah. And better you should find out now than after making all kinds of life choices.
Yep. And you be the one to close the door.
And then,
it's your life. You should make the decision.
Off the app anyway, so
Yes, and everybody remember this.
Everybody.
Yeah.
A clean cut heals better than a ragged tear.
Yes, and if you, the sooner you stop it, the sooner the wound can heal.
Right.
And then the other door is not going to open until you close the one.
That's right. It showed clearly.
Yeah, exactly.
I know that.
Shut the bad door to open up the
Shut that door, lock it, and break that damn knob off it.
Yeah, there you go.
Nail it shut like aliens are coming.
Well, we love you, hon, and so glad that we can be here for you.
Yeah, great. I'm glad you stuck around.
Oh, you're so welcome.
She was very patient. She wanted to
now
be
have
heard.
A happy weekend.
Yeah, she knows where to find us.
Happy Easter to you, too.
You, too, and you know where to find us.
Yes, take care, my darling.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I'm glad that she called.
I am, too.
Yeah, and she was very eager.
Worried.
She was super,
duper. When she called Wednesday, we were almost out of time.
Yep.
And this is the thing, folks. If you think sometimes we take too long, if people call in with what I feel is a very intense or important issue, I'm not going to blow them off for time.
Right.
You know.
And Wednesdays, you can do whatever.
Yeah, and even tonight, we can extend a few minutes.
Yeah, you don't
if
have
want
to. Veronica can leave, but we can extend if we need to. Wednesday, Monday, we have zero flexibility. On that.
Yeah, that's run by nose for the school.
Wednesday, we have a lot of flexibility. Friday, it's like...
Did I say nose? No, nose.
Sounded like you did say
okay.
nose for the
Okay, now it's who gets us first.
No,
you
it's
have
not who gets us first. We're going to our phone callers that we already skipped. So that's phone call. We're going to the first phone call. And that would be... Just did that one. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm a Dumas. Here, let's go to it. See, here's the problem. They used to have hold times. Now they don't tell you. So I don't know who it's for, but I remember, so I have it up.
That one's been,
we're going to 7-7. No, don't go by that order. That's where they trick you.
They trick you. You should know better.
7-7-9, Illinois. And I think it's Teresa.
Hi, Illinois. I bet that's our Teresa.
Yeah, don't call it Illinois. Call it Craptastic Illinois or Shit-annoy. I don't know. It's anything but nice here.
There it is. Well,
I hate this state.
Well,
you don't like the land of Wingen?
No.
know,
I hate this place.
I've been there, and it's kind of like one time I like what's the coin. Sometimes I don't like you.
I like
you
Chicago
know.
A little bit.
So it's even good and bad.
Yeah.
Listen, you go to Chicago if you want to get shot. That's what you do, okay?
Chi-town.
Nobody goes to Chi-town anymore because you just walk around and you get shot. So anyways.
Go ahead. We are running behind. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's up? So anyways, I don't know. Nothing. A lot of nothings are up, so just tell me what the hell's going on with me.
Oh, okay. How's your job?
Job is fine, but I haven't gotten the truck driving job, and I just got some information yesterday that there's a lot of twat waffles around here, and people are too comfortable. People who are just complete twats. Okay. They're just complete twats.
We're on. It's fine. I got a question for you. How long has it been since you graduated the school?
December 1st.
Wow.
So I keep getting the runaround here at my location where I want a truck drive from, right?
Sure.
And then I talked to another guy last night, and he gave me a lot of inside information, and it's not looking great. And basically what it is, you know, when unions are unions and people get too comfortable and they get too much power and they don't give a crap about the little people that we pay our dues. So I'm about ready to file a grievance.
Yes, I got a question. Are you willing to relocate anywhere on this planet, well, anywhere in our country?
I would if I could right now, but I'm here to take care of my parents.
Ah, okay. There's the kicker. Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. There had to be some kind of anchor reason because you're not a big fan, obviously, of the state of Illinois. So
no, but I'm here because I want to try to take care of my parents. But see, that's the problem. That's the other thing. Can read about my dad because I don't know if you know if when he kicks the bucket, life's going to get real easy.
For you,
he's for the whole family because you know he's the reason why we're stuck here.
Yeah, but we understand you're doing what you got to do.
It's your sense of duty and family loyalty.
That was part of the person that made you
the right. And like I said, I'm enjoying being around my great niece and my nephew, and I'm loving all that. But like, this is not the state for me. It's kind of killing my soul a little bit. You know what I mean? This is not where I want to be. But I also understand sense of responsibility, so I get it. So, but, like, my everything's off. Like, Mr. Dude that I was talking to that I went on quite a few dates with, I kicked his ass to the curb.
Yeah, I'm
going
to do it again.
All right, well, Deb, how about
you
your card?
Well, if he's not
well,
right,
no, he ghosted me, and then he comes up with some lame old excuse. Oh, I'm in the hospital. And then doesn't contact me for, like, 2 weeks.
Show me a picture of your broken something or other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he like 2 months later he come or like a month later or some hokum crap like that he comes in my DMs. He's like, hello. I didn't even answer him.
Good for you.
All right, I would like redoing your cards. I would like to say international shout out to Donna Marie from the land of
Donna Marie.
And we are sorry, Ellison from the land of UK. She's got to go to work tomorrow, so she has to go to bed. We came close to connecting, but you know that's the way these things work.
Ellison, write your question in, and later when I go over the chat log, I'll do my best to give you a little reading then. So you've waited. Ellison, I think
England. In the land of England.
It's just write your, you know, put it in, and I won't answer it right this minute because we have calls.
Right.
But I'll go back over it.
Right.
And then you can look at where that was. I'll even send you a little, I'll send that to you.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is for Teresa, right?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. She was very patient. She would have called us on Messenger if we needed to, but I told her the phone line's your best bet. I gotcha. You get a priority.
Well, and it helps us.
Yeah, that's been a while.
It helps us get a position in terms of the ranking with Blog Talk Radio. Well, the more calls we get, the more,
does, and we can they still listen to the show while they're on hold, and we can tell them, hey, I see you. We got you.
I'm trying to think of a good word for this. Transition is coming to that home of yours. I really feel, is your father failing in his health real bad?
It's not been good. It's not great.
How old is he?
You know, he's only 78, but he's got, you know, a pacemaker, defibrillator, he's got diabetes. He's, you know, he's just a mess and he doesn't want to do anything about it. And, you know, he's up and he's pretty active, but he's just a mean old son of a gun. And then, you know,
those guys usually hang on pretty good. Those mean old tenacious.
Yeah. They're the ones that last forever. And I mean, he's just like, I don't want my dad to pass on, but like, you know, he's the most difficult person to deal with. And no matter how you try to kill him with kindness or you meet him with what he brings at you, it don't matter. You know what I mean? Well, like,
go ahead.
He's at the phase in his life where they're going to be ornery no matter what happens. They could win the lottery.
No, he's been that way his whole life. No, he's been this way his whole life.
Well, at least he's consistent.
And he's awful with money. Like, awful. Oh, like, he put my whole family into major debt.
Wow. Okay, what do you got, Deb?
I wanted to ask her, how about your mother? The relationship
Mom's doing pretty good. We're getting her diabetes under control. She's going to water aerobics twice a week. She's got a new friend circle.
Very nice.
She's going to the chiropractor. She's doing better, you know, but she has her own bouts of depression and, you know, she can be a very negative Nancy, which is really affecting me because I'm an empath in a way. I can't handle this negative, angry energy around me.
Well,
you know?
Right now, your priority right now, as I see it, is dealing with your family. You're going to receive blessings in the long run for this. You really are. It's not easy being a caregiver. I found out myself. I feel that I did about a C-plus job because it's so hard, you know.
It is hard.
Your dad really does want to check out. He, from what I see here in these cards.
He wants a relief, and he probably doesn't even know what it is, right?
Yeah, he wants rest
He wants everything to just go away, but he doesn't know really what that really means.
Yeah.
Well, he goes to church a lot because I think he's scared of death. Like, he's scared of dying. He really is. And then he preaches at me that I'm a sinner and I'm going to burn in hell. And, you know, I just look at him and said, yeah, Dad, I'm going to burn in hell. I'll be in good company. I'll be with you because, you know, you're not very nice. He's not nice.
Exactly. Make sure you give me a place to sleep because you're going to be there first.
Right. And I'm like, really? You know, I don't want to.
Yeah, it's going to take care of itself. The time is approaching. All right. You have other men around you that I think will make themselves more known. You know, you'll be consciously aware of them that are going to be great stress relievers. That's all I can say is.
Probably my brother-in-law because he's the only other person in my life that's a positive male influence in the family. And he's probably the only thing that holds the family together.
Yeah, your brother-in-law is showing up under Sure to Come True. This is somebody that you can share confidence with.
When she says stress, the look on her face meant like brown chicken, brown cow.
Yeah, that's up here.
That's probably my best friend, John. My best friend, John. He's here visiting because he's going through his own level of crazy, and he's pretty much become a family member to us, and my brother-in-law loves him so much, he invited him to live in his home.
Now, here's something interesting. You have a female who is very much attracted to you. I don't know if she's ever going to let that be known. You would have to give her some kind of sign to go ahead and go forward with you.
Why would she want that?
What? She doesn't want to hit on Teresa and offend her. Well, but you
I think I know. I know who that is. That's my best friend, Carrie. She's like confused. She's confused bisexual.
Yeah. But she's got the hots for you, Teresa. I'll tell you what.
She's a confused bisexual.
If she goes to the fast food place, she doesn't know if she wants a taco or a hot dog.
Oh, God.
Correct. Or it could be my other best friend who is definitely, she says she's a lesbian. So, yeah, it could be her, too. I got two people I could think that is.
You have to respect thespians.
You do. Thespians. Teresa, I attract them too. I don't know what they see in me.
She has a thing.
Wherever I go.
I call her my sister. She is. She's my truck driving sister. And sometimes we laugh and say, well, we should become a sleeper team together because, you know, hell with it. Two mean, you know, witches driving up and down the road, you know, nobody's going to mess with us. But, like, I don't want to be in a relationship with a chick.
No.
There's appendages missing.
I used to always say when I was in the Army, if it isn't hanging, I don't want it.
If it's not swinging, I'm not hanging on it. Right.
But
right,
I do have another little kicker in your cards. You're going to have a baby girl.
No.
You are going to have a baby girl.
Isn't she too old?
You're not too old, are you? No.
I'm 44. I'm too old. I'm getting ready to get that stuff ripped out.
I mean, you're not too old unless your body says so,
no.
But you don't
right.
want to at
no.
your age.
Like,
right.
Well, first off, it's going to be an immaculate conception because there ain't nothing going on down there right now. I ain't got no man in my life. So unless it's, you know, God comes down from heaven or whoever the hell, and immaculate conception, that ain't happening.
Because
the oven's not open.
You don't have the right man to do this with, and it's not tomorrow.
Right, it doesn't mean you won't have a man in your life a month from now.
It don't matter. I'm 44. The oven is not available. The bun, there's no bun. There'll never be. I'm going to get that stuff ripped out. That'll never happen. So
what
is this girl thing?
Are you in menopause? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think so, but you
know she's going to get sucked out.
It's all going to get tore out.
It's
all get ripped out, so that can never happen. I mean, maybe I'm hoping that my nephew and his wife get pregnant and have another little girl, and they've been trying, but they had a miscarriage.
Here's the way, like with the last caller, I'm going to give you the projected long-range view. Okay,
yep.
Here it is. You're going to eventually, and it's coming on its own. I'm not going to say it's rapidly, but it's coming. I lost my. You gotta not show me stuff.
I have to show you that.
Here's what the deal is: you're gonna meet the right man, and you won't have the equipment, you know, that you need. But I feel that the two of you are going to adopt them. If it's not your own biological,
eventually.
Or maybe he's got all kinds of bucks, and he would hire a surrogate.
You don't think he's bringing the.
No, absolutely not. Zero children. Zero. I want no kids. Zero. Never.
Okay. I will not.
The dogs, the furry kind only.
Yeah, I'm not.
No, it'll be, it could be dogs. It could be horses. It could be cows. It could be chickens because I got 27 of those little bad boys in my basement right now. Little peckers. They're so cute. But,
oh, really?
Yeah.
When are you going to eat them?
What?
Chickens.
Oh, chickens.
I bet you she's doing them just
They're my egg chickens. They're egg chickens. They're egg-laying chickens.
But you don't get a little hungry sometimes?
Oh,
well,
geez.
I'm actually, I ordered 30 meat chickens that are coming in like 4 weeks.
Oh, okay. I got you. So those are going to be the yum-yums.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I'm trying to build my own sustainable organic farm.
There you go. That's what you're there for also.
Oh, so you want to live in the Illinois forever?
I wish I could kick my brother out of his property that he bought and take it over because that's what I want to do, but I can't.
You are a mover and a shaker, Teresa. It's just that Illinois has kind of crapped on you.
Except if she gets all these
Illinois sucks.
You're not going anywhere if you start doing all this chicken farming
just
stuff.
Rent a truck. Throw the chickens in it.
Listen. I move my chickens from Virginia to Illinois. I can take my chickens and my critters wherever I need to go. I wish the guy I went on a date with that I mildly was attracted to, we had a great time, but I just, like, I can't find time to go out and go on dates with this guy and be involved. Like, you know, it's just very hard to have any free time, let alone I don't have the desire.
Mm-hmm. And I don't push it on people. The thing is, though, I can tell you stories from the past where the woman, she didn't have her entire uterus pulled out, but she'd had her tubes tied in double knots, and the guy had a vasectomy.
Deborah, you were like dead set that I'm having some kid, and I ain't having no kid.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Maybe the future husband is going to bring you a child.
Right.
You know, but
we'll
there's
get it in a box.
Or, you know, yeah. Sometimes the word cow doesn't mean a birth out of your vagina. It could be some other symbolic thing.
God.
Right. A significant pet, a significant thing, right?
Right.
He can bring me a Chinese crest, a little girl.
See?
Well, there you go. Oh,
exactly. Yeah. We have babies, and they're four-legged.
I want an all-black Chinese crested female puppy. There's the sign. If he walks up to me with an all-black female Chinese crested puppy, then that's the man for me.
Are they expensive?
Yes, they're very expensive.
I hope somebody like Jeffrey Dahmer is not listening. Is going to go out and buy that puppet and walk
up
to you.
Oh, like him? Oh, like yeah. You know what, though?
I welcome Jeffrey Dahmer. I welcome him. Yeah. I will take his ass out.
You know what? Nobody, listen.
He's going to make you into a sandwich.
None of them have met this woman. She can't handle herself, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Yes. No, seriously. Okay.
Here is your rebel.
Yes, rebel card.
No rush.
Stop texting. Stop stalking. Stop checking in on that person.
Right now,
you know who this is.
What person?
Stop.
Yeah.
Spend your time on someone worth it. Don't waste it on ridiculousness.
This is a RoboCard reading, so yeah. You're not going to.
I wish I knew who it was because I'm not talking to anybody.
Well, you got to think.
Maybe it's a person that
put it in the future tense.
Are not supposed to be like thinking that there's a future with this person.
Or you're
like,
just thinking about.
Oh,
them
I know who that is. That's hot pants. That's hot pants.
Yeah.
I know
you're
who that
is. Thinking about them a lot.
So stop talking about them.
Yeah,
they're
it means you're
perfect.
Thinking. It doesn't mean you're actively stalking them. You're,
right.
In your brain, you're thinking about
it's
them
just,
a lot.
It's taking up a lot of your brain space.
Yeah.
And your brain says.
Yeah.
It'll divert your attention from things
that
are more.
See, you just brought it up, and see, I haven't thought about him in forever, so, like, now it came in my brain again.
Uh-oh. Well, you better start thinking about that.
Okay.
Don't waste it on business. That's
losers.
Spend your time on someone worth it.
Exactly. The big L's on the foreheads.
Okay, but wait a minute. I just want to know. So you're seeing that my dad's got something. He's ready to check out is what you're saying.
I think he is, and that's why he's going to a lot of church.
Which
because,
is the right
thing
to
do. Oh, he goes to church all the time.
He's getting ready.
And I think that's okay.
Yeah, spiritually, your father's going to, I see that he's going to enjoy the afterlife.
He's preparing himself, and
he's
he probably
gonna,
doesn't even know.
No,
it.
He's going to go skipping and, you know, dancing.
And he might go he might go hard. Like, it might be really hard for him to let go
sure.
on earth.
Right, he might, yep.
But I think... as Deb is saying, I think that he'll really
I would hope it would just, I just want him, I really just want him to go peacefully in his sleep and go bye-bye.
Yeah, that is the that's the way I want to go too.
Right.
That's the way we all want to go in our sleep.
I just,
yep.
I don't want him to suffer. I just want it to just like, because, you know, I worry about him every time he goes upstairs and he goes to bed because he'll eat a big bowl of food and I know his blood sugar's spiking and then he goes upstairs and he goes to bed and I'm like, well, maybe he'll slip into a diabetic coma.
That or
you
could also have a severe stroke.
Stroke, heart attack.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of things can happen in your sleep. But you know what?
I mean, his heart, ladies and gentlemen, his heart only works 22%. How is he still standing?
Yeah, and not taking steps, Teresa, to make his life longer. His spirit is in your readings. This man's ready to move on.
And when his time comes, his time will come.
But do you not see the anger that surrounds him, though? Like, he's very angry.
What did you see? Anything about that? You don't have time to flip.
The anger. Let me think back. He never, here's what the cards have showed me. This man has so much in the way of regrets about his own life going all the way back when he, do you agree?
Oh, that's my question. I think,
I agree. I think
his upbringing.
Yeah, his upbringing was rough.
Yep.
In ways.
Oh,
go ahead.
Awful. He had an awful childhood. Awful.
Yep.
His dad was a, you know what?
Yeah, real asshole.
And you know what? If you raise somebody for 18 years like that, it's hard for them not to be the same thing, really.
He never got to
break and then
out.
Especially
go ahead. In those days.
My dad's a carbon copy of his father. I mean, my dad will get the shirt off of his back to a homeless person, but he treats us kids like we're the biggest, you know, pains in the asses in the world. Like,
he
he's nice
raised,
to you.
Right?
Yeah, but it's basically how he is. And then it's like, you know, I can't do good enough. And then one minute he's nice to you, and the next minute he's, like, being a real jerk to you. And I'm like, okay, it's got to be his blood sugar. I'm trying to think of ways to not snap. Okay. You know what I mean? Because you know me. Yeah. I have a temper.
Well, you are a fiery woman.
Firecracker.
You are a firecracker.
I have my dad in me. I'm a lot like my dad. He's, you know, but I'm trying to not be that person.
But it's okay if you just take that part of you and use it the right way.
You need to
I'm learning to try to use it the right way. Yeah. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I mean,
back in their day, in their defense, they're raised old school, and their grandparents, your grandparents, his parents were raised in old school. They thought they had to be the same way. They didn't have social media people and other people telling them, hey.
They didn't have any of that. They grew up in the Dust Bowl. I mean, they grew up in the middle of Nowheresville in Nebraska.
Yep.
The abuse is real. And then he doesn't know any different, and he still doesn't know any different, even though you try to explain it to him and say, you can't say that, right?
Yeah. That ship is still.
He doesn't get it.
Yeah.
He had a lot of dreams, that boy, growing up.
And that ship is sailing. Yeah. It's because of the time he grew up and who raised him. And you can't change that. You know that already. If you can tell.
No, back in the day, they said, get a job. You don't have to like it, or get a job on the list and shut up.
Yeah, and your kids bother you, tell them to shut the hell up. I'm working. And
and nobody told him about finances, because he is the worst person with money.
Yeah.
Worst.
Well,
and that's the biggest
not, right?
contention between me and him, because I found out about the financials. Yeah, I found out about the financials, and I went off the deep end.
Well,
so that's what happened
what?
To me.
You're the next generation, and you know better.
Exactly.
Yeah, but now I have to clean up the mess.
And nowadays, parents raise their kids so touchy-feely, and,
it's going it's full circle.
Full okay, I'll let you get to somebody else. Thank you, Deborah and crew.
Oh,
I love you guys so much. Thank you.
Actually, we saved the best for last. We have nobody else.
But
we saved you for last.
You have a
am I the last one? There's nobody else?
No,
but we only have like 3 minutes left, though. That's why.
Okay, but I'm like I said, my biggest issue now that you brought it up is my father, because he's the number one problem in my life.
Okay, well, you just remember, you know where to find us.
I will. I'll call you on Monday, because
you got me
thinking.
Wait now.
Stand by, bonus rebel card.
Teresa, one card fell to the floor. And that means, like Grandma always says, it's coming to the door.
Even though it's a different deck.
I'm still honoring that saying.
Yeah.
Well,
stop
freaking
whining.
She doesn't whine.
Mm-mm.
No one wants to listen to that, Shiz.
And?
Complaining
right.
You have the strength to change the world, so do it.
Oh, my God.
So like probably what she's already wanting to do, so it's a reiteration of what she already knows.
The universe.
I'm trying to change the world here for my mom. I'm trying to change my mom's last years on this planet. You know, I don't know how many she's got left, right? I'm trying to make the world a better place for my mom.
Sure.
Right.
I mean,
my dad's passing would make things easier, but it's going to be a big upheaval. But I know that I am going to be my mother's keeper until she leaves this planet and gets promoted. Does that make sense?
Yep,
hear
you.
We got a minute and a half.
Call us again on Monday. We're on the air at 6 o'clock Eastern.
I'm at work, but we ain't doing a whole lot, so I can sneak into a truck like I am right now.
Die.
I would love that.
All right, love you. Bye.
Love you.
Awesome.
Bye.
Glad you got in. We're glad you were patient and waited for us.
Wow, what a night. The energy is just crackling.
Like, I can feel it.
What?
Stand by. All hands prepare to dive.
That is. All right, everybody.
That's a key for somebody to get ready.
Here's orders for everybody. We want you to have a very nice, safe weekend.
Enjoy and wait for our storm on the way.
Bye.
Watch the post.